USS Enterprise captain's personal log. With most of our battle damage repaired, we're almost home. Yet I feel uneasy, and I wonder why. Perhaps it is the emptiness of this vessel. Most of our trainee crew have been reassigned. Lieutenant Savick and my son David are exploring the Genesis planet, which he helped create. And Enterprise feels like a house with all the children gone. No, more empty even than that. The death of Spock is like an open wound. It seems that I have left the noblest part of myself back there on that newborn planet.
Status, Mr. Sulu.
On course, Admiral. Estimating space dock in 2.1 hours.
Very well. Mr. Chekhov, I'll need a pre-approach scan. Take the science station, please.
Yes, sir.
Uhura, any response from Starfleet on our Project Genesis inquiries?
No, sir. There is no response.
That's very odd. Scotty, progress report.
It's almost done, sir. You'll be fully automated by the time we dock.
The timing is excellent, Mr. Scott. You fix the barn door after the horses come home. How much refit time till we can take her out again?
8 weeks, sir. But you don't have 8 weeks, so I'll do it for you in two.
Mr. Scott, have you always multiplied your repair estimates by a factor of four?
Certainly, sir. How else can I keep my reputation as a miracle worker?
Your reputation is secure, Scotty.
Mr. Sulu, take the comm. I'll be in my quarters.
Aye, sir. Sir? I was wondering, are they planning a ceremony when we get in? I mean a reception?
A hero's welcome, son. Is that what you'd like? Well, God knows it should be. This time we've paid for the party with our dearest blood.
We'll be right back. I was thinking of the immortal words of Socrates, who said, I drank what?
Mean old man. I agree, a mean old man. Excuse me.
Who are you? And who are those people?
I'm his representative. You know who that is there? That's former President Gerald Ford there.
It doesn't look like Gerald Ford.
Well, have you ever seen Gerald Ford with his makeup off? No, probably not. This is what the man looks like now. That's the ex-president. He came here tonight because he couldn't get out when he was running the country. Now he's a civilian, and it's his right to shake his ass just like everybody. I said, where you want to go? He said, I want to go 385 North. I said, well, let's go. Get Secret Service, man. That's with him. And we came down to party in 385 North. You should be proud to have him here.
It's our pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much. Excuse me.
right now thinking about it. It's gonna be a feeling like none other. I don't even think words can explain it. Yes. I can't wait.
What's got Rocky Maivia so pumped up? His long-awaited World Wrestling Federation debut.
What's it gonna feel like to walk through that curtain, to enter the hallowed halls of MSG, and to see the squared circle there ready to compete with your teammates at the Survivor Series?
And I tell you, it's a feeling of elation right now. I'm so jacked right now, I mean, I could do it right now.
And making it all the more special is Madison Square Garden, site of some of his family's greatest triumphs.
That's where my grandfather made his name, where my father made his name.
Rocky unloaded some heavy artillery.
The thing about it is, when I go out and I see 23,000 people scream my name, and I think these are 23,000 people that have screamed my grandfather's name 20 years ago.
Look at Peter Maivia go.
My father's name 10 years ago.
The Rock getting a big ovation.
It's going to be a pretty intense feeling.
You could say it will be similar to the feeling that Rocky had recently when introducing his father into the prestigious Cauliflower Alley Club in Tampa.
This has got to be, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the greatest days in my life. This is the greatest moment in my life. Dad, I love you. Mr. Rocky Johnson. I think the key advice my father has given me was just that, you know, always give 100% and remember that that the respect is given when it's earned. So go out and earn it.
And that's exactly what Rocky plans on doing, beginning at Survivor Series.
I plan on making my own name in the World Wrestling Federation, not getting by on my heritage, but getting by on my unique wrestling style and wrestling ability. Ah! 5 years from now, when I look back, I just want to ask myself, did you give 110% effort with whatever you did? And if you did you become the best at it? Whatever it is, I just want to be able to say that I was 110% committed and I gave 110% effort, and the fruits of my labor were plentiful.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came. We'll be right back.
live in claustrophobia, a land of steel and concrete, trapped by dark waters. There is no escape.